America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Bray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 14th of June, Anno Domini 2003, and we are thrilled and delighted to tell you that you are listening to Soundbites on 1180 WHAM. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And we are going to be taking your phone calls, and we're going to be talking about the poll, and we're going to have a trivia question. And we're going to...
What was last week's trivia question? Obviously, because I wasn't here.
Mints and Scribble.
Mints and Scribble.
What are they and what did they become?
Okay.
Mints and Scribble became... actually, the answer I got was that... Mints and Scribble were a word processing, a text editing program, and then a formatting program for printing. Mints.
Yep.
And Scribble. And then... the company, Mark of the Unicorn, ended up selling the software to a company called Perfect Software. They turned it into Perfect Writer.
Okay.
Great product. And then they, Mark of the Unicorn, began making audio equipment.
Cool.
They're completely out of the software business, except, obviously, for supporting
I gotta say, Wham doesn't reach way up to Lake George, so we were unable to pick the station up there, but...
We'll do what we can to fix that.
Yeah, you know, it'd be handy for the few times I get away. Matter of fact, I still got to say hello to the crew, because I left this morning. I was out in Niagara Falls.
I told everybody that you had heard a rumor that there was an actual working copy of Windows ME somewhere, and you were off in search of it.
Yep, I was looking for it. Burned that one, too. Melted down for a toaster. But no, matter of fact, just got back early this morning. I left Niagara Falls. They have this town over there in Canada called Port Dover, where it's literally taken over by bikers. For Friday the 13th. And it doesn't matter whether it's snowing, raining, you name it, because we rode up in the rain there yesterday, and the town is literally shut down to nothing but bikers. So there's still a whole crew that I left early this morning. They were still sleeping, and they're going to be out touting around, and hopefully they'll make it back dry. I just made it back in time to where I pulled the bike in, and it just started raining. I thought, yes, I'm glad. I didn't want to put on the rain gear one more day.
And so you want to say hello to them?
Yeah, I got to say hello to the crew.
You want to say hello to the people who you just finished telling me can't hear the show?
No, this is the group in... no, we couldn't hear the group up in when I was up at Lake George last
week. Oh, this is the group
week.
That you
This
were,
is another
should
group that
now
is
now.
Over... Yeah, they should be on their bikes and headed back.
Headed
or
back in the rain,
somewhere.
Hungover.
No, be honest with you, we... when you're on two wheels, it's one of the rules.
Yeah.
A lot of us don't bother to do that. I mean, we'll sit around and throw a pot of coffee or that on, but that's about it. But once you're on two wheels, stick to the soda pop and that type of stuff. But they should be heading back. Hope they have a safe, dry trip, because when I looked, it was still kind of misty out there. But it's supposed to clear up, so hopefully they'll have a good, safe ride back. And see you guys later. Have a good one.
Good for them. That's excellent.
Yep.
But we're going to go on to the news now, because, you know, private messages over the air are not what we're about. Oh, wait. That's what we do all the time, isn't
it? Yes, we can.
Okay, forget it. Okay, that was good.
We get into our social lives once in a while.
That's
folks
right.
like to know what the heck we're up to.
Right, and it takes all of, like, 3 minutes to actually get through our social lives. So let's go on
to
computer news, and we'll start with Steve.
We have some software announcements this week. The first from Apple itself, Final Cut Pro version 4. Is shipping today, and there are special in-store events at several of the stores around the country. Here in Rochester, CompUSA is running their Final Cut seminar from 2 to 4, and all day long they'll be showing off the new software. For those of you not familiar with it, Final Cut is a Emmy award-winning tool. It's the one of the first times that the Academy has actually presented an award to a non-entity.
No, it isn't.
Well, yeah.
No, it isn't.
A piece of software, then.
Okay. I see. Now I get it.
It's a tool for editing and finishing movies. Finishing, yeah. So most of Hollywood is now jumping on Final Cut. for doing their movie editing. It's becoming the big resource in Hollywood for movies, and even the traditional analog movies, you know, on film, they digitize, run it through Final Cut, do all their editing and sweetening and whatnot, and then put it back onto film to be released. And we're starting to see now some movies are coming out in digital format and being released digitally. Unfortunately, that takes a multi-million dollar theater.
Yeah, right.
I think only the Tinseltown in Gates has a digital one digital screen. So until most of the movie theaters actually switch to digital, we'll still be doing analog film. So that's being announced today. It's $1,000, which actually sounds like a lot.
Yes, it does. It has a comma in the number. You're not talking about a mortgage. That's a lot.
$999.
No actual
comma. That's a drop in the bucket for a multi, you know, $100 million film budget. And in fact, a couple of weeks ago, there was a report from Apple that an award-winning editor, I believe it was the editor of Apocalypse Now, switched from Avid, which has been the traditional digital editing suite, into Final Cut. And he'd paid over $200,000 for his Avid station, and he bought four Final Cut stations for only $100,000.
Yeah, right.
And that's all the hardware, you know, multiple terabytes of disk space, the whole shop. Yeah. The other major software news this week is Quark Express version 6 for OS 10 has been announced and should be shipping this coming week. They haven't actually said what day this week yet, but they announced it will be shipping this week. And that's the last major software program to be released for Mac System 10. And it's been a lot of a cause of rumors that Apple's sales of new hardware has been a little sluggish because Quark won't run in 10, and the new computers will only boot 10.
Right.
You can still run your old 9 programs into compatibility mode. But now that Quark 6 is out for OS 10, we're expecting to see a surge in new computer sales. Because, as I said, this is the last major OS X native program.
Perfect. We'll look forward to a report on how well those all run.
Yeah.
Dave?
Two things, really. One, the bugbear. There's a new version out there. Bugbear is not a new virus, but it is in the sense that they now modified it. And this is one of the ones that went literally in hours from a low risk to a super high risk all over the world. And Thursday, we had our first client with the bugbear virus. It gets out there, and again, they're trying to sneak it in between the updates. The other thing is it seems Microsoft is having a few more issues, especially over in Australia. They, of course, won't, you know, confirm it or deny it, but a lot of companies over there were trying to load up their XP, and they were, of course, when you install XP, you've got to get it, the licenses verified. And their services were down since that's all done over the internet. And Microsoft is working on it, trying to get that corrected so they can have companies up and doing productive work.
It does give you 30 days to register, though, so it's not.
But for an IS person, you know, if you're trying, you're sitting there at the workstation and trying to get up and get people up and running and moving, to turn around now and have to guess when they're going to actually have it working, now to revisit. And in some cases, you know, if you're talking, say, 600-700 people within a firm, that's a lot of time and effort now that you've got to go back and revisit, slow that person down, because if they're working on a project, to turn around and redo what we should have been able to do in the first place. So,
yep.
Again, they're working on it.
Yep, we're going to take a quick break. Back with more news and all kinds of other stuff with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
For all those unforgettable moments in life you wish you could share, come to Radio Shack. Right now, a new PCS Vision phone with built-in camera is just $99.99 after $100 in instant savings with new activation. And introducing Picture Mail that Talks from Sprint. Attach a text or voice message to your pictures and instantly send them to a computer or PCS wireless phone. Good through 6/29/03 with new in-store activation of PCS Vision service. $36 activation and $150 early termination fees apply. Details in store. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
John, there's something I must tell you. I want to be free.
Oh, Helen, you want to be free with the wind in your hair, life without care?
No, I want to be free of those overnight laxatives that give me cramps.
You want Freelax, the only overnight laxative that gives you stimulant-free, cramp-free relief in just two caplets.
Oh, John, I just wish everything could be that dependable.
Freelax is the free of everything you hate about laxatives. Laxative, look for it in the bright green box. Use only as directed.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show. It's brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Greenshield Computer Services. This is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. From PCs to Macs, these guys can help with any computer question you may have. So call the boys now at 222-1180, the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Hi there, I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Benrick.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. In the Microsoft News of the Week, news item of the week, Microsoft's SQL Server is delayed again. The senior vice president at Microsoft's Windows Server Systems Division said that the next release of Microsoft's SQL Server, codenamed Yukon, will not be available until the second half of 2004.
They're waiting for it to thaw out?
Yeah, but yes. They said the reason for the delay was to get the quality assurance cycle right. Let me say that I applaud them for that. No software should be released until the quality is right. Don't say a word about ME. Okay. Here's the problem. Microsoft has created something now called the Software Assurance Subscription Scheme. Yeah, they're dueling.
Yeah.
What that does is you pay basically 25% of the full software price per year so that you get upgrades and stuff like that on a timely basis. Now, if the software is not going to come out for 4 years, then you're paying the full shot of the software for the next upgrade. And that's a real problem. That leads to a second problem, which is, of course, that the subscription model, like software assurance, and quality assurance don't go hand in hand, because the subscription model encourages suppliers to push out software quickly, often to the detriment of quality. The quality side says, look, we're not going to ship it until it's ready. I actually applaud Microsoft. I hope you were all sitting down. I actually applaud Microsoft for saying that they're not going to release it until the quality is right. The problem is they're caught between a rock and a hard place with their software assurance subscription scheme. So we'll have to wait and see how this one plays out. And now, what?
So that was the whole controversy, what, a year ago?
Yep.
When they announced they were going to stop selling upgrades, and now you have to buy a subscription plan?
Yep.
And presumably, you know, the subscription plan lets you have all the new software.
Well,
if they're not releasing it for years and years and years,
exactly.
Why bother?
Exactly. That's a real problem. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Before we move on to things like, the phone calls, let's get to the trivia of the week. We have a trivia question of the week. Do we know what the prize this week is? Is it the lovely and talented Rob Linton.
Going to the prize book.
Is going to the prize book. Da 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 da.
He's reaching for a button there. I thought he was going to turn you off.
Yeah, hold on. I'm looking.
He's looking.
A pair of passes to see any movie at Regal Theaters, including Regal Henrietta, Regal Eastview, or Culver Ridge.
Any movie, ladies and gentlemen. That means Hollywood at your beck and call.
People need to realize that they need to come up here to be able to pick them up.
They have to pick them up here in our studio.
Downtown Rochester and Midtown Plaza.
And the way they win the opportunity to do
during
that
business
is
hours.
All they have
during
to
business
do.
Business hours, yes.
Yes. 9 to 5.
We should mention that. We've had people knock on the door on Saturdays. Can I pick up my prize?
Right.
No.
The way you qualify for the prize is to answer the trivia question. This week's trivia question: What is the unit of measure of the speed and directional movement of the computer mouse?
Because it is a vector quantity.
It is a vector quantity. Mm-hmm. That's our question. And before we move on, for Argyle, I would just like to say hibernate, slippage, juxtapose, textile. Excuse me, textile? That's not even a word. Tactile or tactile. And honeymooners. I'm sure textile will show up in a sound clip at some point.
Isn't that the plan to pay tax over the internet?
That's it. The textile. Speaking of sound clips, we do have on the line the only human being who has ever had, aside from us here in the studio, who has ever had his own personal page on Soundbites. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Moody Blues 100 is all the way in New Jersey.
Joyzy.
As opposed to Old Jersey.
Are you there?
I'm here. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What you folks need to do is go to our website, Ask Nick. Yeah, you can go to AskNick.com. I would love to have you do that. But in this particular case, you want to go to soundbites.org, and you will see on the right side a thing that says secretly recorded calls. Moody Blues 100 has recorded some secretly recorded calls. And not only is he a talented artist, he's on our logo page, he's on our movie page, but he's a very funny guy with a sound editor and has put up, he and MarsGuy33 have put up some wonderfully funny sound clips. And he's on the line. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Good. What's up? We're excellent, thank you.
Glad to hear it.
We're excellent. Are you back in New Jersey working?
I'm back in New Jersey working on a Saturday like usual.
Sure, sure.
But anyway, I did call for some little insight.
Yeah.
I was wondering what the...
Well, not just to get placed on hold so you can hear the sound, the show...
No, I got to get back to work, unfortunately.
Okay.
I'd love to, but I'll have to wait for the archive.
Okay.
My question is, I'm contemplating doing some video editing, you know, taking VHS and putting them onto DVD. First of all, I'm wondering if my computer can handle it. I know I need to get a video capture card.
Mm-hmm.
But I was wondering the processor speed, CPU speed, what effect does that actually have on your computing? Are there certain applications where a faster CPU is going to be more advantageous?
That and memory.
Yeah, specifically when you're talking about DVDs.
And the hard drive speed.
It's the MPEG-2 encoding format. One of the things that Apple was talking about when they released their first DVD recorder is that most computers prior to then typically had a 20-to-1 MPEG encoding time. So 1 hour of video would take 20 hours to encode. Once it's encoded, you burn as many copies as you want. So what Motorola's been done with the G4 processor is they've got that down to about a 2-to-1. I haven't seen any specs on the P4 processor, but it's probably in that similar area.
Yeah, it's the amount of time to actually run the codec algorithm. That the faster your machine, the better off you're going to be.
And at least a minimum, 64 meg video card or faster.
Faster, okay. Yeah, more is better. 256 is not a bad idea there, and a half a gig of RAM should be a minimum.
Okay, well, I do have 512 of RAM.
There you go.
My processor is only 850.
You're going to wait.
It'll do it, but it's still going to be a little slow versus if you were to have, say, a Pentium 4,
2 gigahertz or whatever.
2 gigahertz or higher.
Okay.
But it'll still handle it.
But it'll wait, but it'll work.
With the motherboard that I have, I could max out at a 1.2 Athlon Thunderbird. Would I see much of an improvement from 850 to 1.2?
Some. You'd cut a quarter of the time off, right?
Yeah, it's approximately. A 50% processor improvement.
Instead of going for the processor, I'd wait a little bit longer and then just replace the motherboard and CPU. What are you using, DIMMs for memory or DRAM?
Yeah, it's SDRAM.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, because then newer boards are going to take the DRAM, DDRs, and you can go with a higher chip. Even if you start out with, say, a low-end board and low-end chip right now, and go to the DDR memory, it's all going to allow you down the road to, you know, go into the higher-end chips once they come out and become a little less expensive.
The other issue, too, is how often are you going to be actually encoding a new DVD? And if, you know, waiting 2 hours for your 850 versus waiting an hour and a half for the 1.2 to let the encode run.
It would probably be the situation where I'm going to burn it. I'll just sit it and let, you know, let it run and then come back to the computer a couple hours later or something.
No,
in a situation like that, I don't think it's going to make that much of a difference.
Well, but they don't, you only have to wait through the encoding time for the first time, right? For the actual encoding of the file, which you then save to the hard drive.
And then burn to the disk, right? But if you go back and change the video, then it's got to re-encode it.
Right. But if you create a video and leave it, you can burn it at regular DVD burning speeds as often as you like.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
Was that semi-clear? It's only the creation of the DVD formatted file that takes forever.
Okay. Putting the faster CPU isn't going to make a huge amount of difference. I'd be better off putting a newer video card in and maybe going with 128 meg on the video card then.
Yes.
Okay, and put the money towards that because I'm really not looking to invest in a new processor and motherboard and the whole thing.
Yeah,
that's the place to start then.
All right, sounds good. Okey-doke.
Thank you, sir. Go back to work. We're going to take a break. He's going to work. We're taking a break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
You're out there, and you know who you are. Oh, you think you can hide. But you can't hide forever. One of these days, you'll break down, and then you'll see. It's not so bad. Then, like the rest of us, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. If you don't own a home computer, I'm talking to you. And I'm talking to you about the fantastic home computer package from GreenShield Computers. For only $499, they'll build you the perfect starter system, fully loaded with all you need for email, web surfing, home finances, digital pictures, music, movies, and more. It's powered by an AMD Athlon processor and is easily upgradable. Plus, you get GreenShield's local service and support. With GreenShield, there's no excuse. Don't miss out on the fun, the convenience, the connections a home computer can provide. Give GreenShield a call and get started with your home computer. For you, for your kids, for your life. GreenShield Computers, since 1984. Call 544-9580.
Helping someone select tuxedos for their wedding means more than just choosing a vest or a cummerbund. At Men's Warehouse, we go the extra mile to make the experience a lot easier.
Hi, my name is Glenn Ward, Georgia. Couldn't give anything but my utmost compliments to your store manager at the 4th and Union store, Randy Duane. Randy did an absolute stand-up, bang-up job taking care of me and my tuxedo needs for my wedding. Really calmed down a very stressed-out bride. Did it with complete professionalism and was able to put together a package of a lot of tuxedos. It's a big wedding in a really small amount of time. So wanted to give credit where credit was due, and I can't tell you how happy I am. So thanks so much. Cheers. Bye-bye.
A stressed-out bride, huh? Now that's a first. I'm George Zimmer. You're going to like the way you look on your wedding day. I guarantee it.
Tuxedo rental packages start at $50. To speak directly to someone in the store nearest you or to set up an appointment, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
Soundbites with Nick, Dave, and Steve is here every Saturday from 12:20 till 2 to answer any and all computer and computer-related questions. Now, back to Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Yes, I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Edmund.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
We almost didn't have Steve Ray
back.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. You have no idea. It flies fast and furious in here during the breaks. The trivia question to win a fabulous prize. What is the unit of measure of both the speed and directional movement of your computer mouse? Our next caller is Dave from Canandaigua, New York. Welcome, Dave. What's your question?
Good morning or good afternoon or something.
Whatever works for you works for us.
Well, I don't know the answer to the trivia question, so I'll skip right over that.
Okay.
First question is a rhetorical one. How about those boys over at SCO?
How about those SCO boys? For those of you who haven't been paying attention, and why should you, what they did was they have sued IBM because they say that IBM gave gave secrets. What are they? Company secrets?
Trade secrets.
Trade secrets, thank you. To the folks who were writing their Linux code. And so the folks at SCE say SEO say that they own the copyright and to Unix, and therefore any code that made it from Unix over to Linux is illegal. Most of the software, the Linux software community, is saying, "Eh, take a hike," and just waiting to see what happens. You know, the conspiracy theorists know that a certain portion of SEO is owned by Microsoft, and there's a whole other group who are saying, "Excuse me, but all of this came from BSD, and we still have all those copyrights. So I don't think you know what you're talking about." And SEO's not showing anybody what that code is. They're just being real loud that it exists. So until it hits the courts, we're ignoring it.
There was also a sort of related case. I'm trying to find out who did it. Someone actually sued Apple. I think it might have been Sun for using the term Unix in all their Mac OS X ads, claiming Unix is their proprietary trademark. And Apple's response is, well, Unix is a generic term.
Yeah.
We're using, you know, because they're using BSD.
Right.
But it's built on Unix, so it's interesting to see who actually owns the words and how soon they become generic.
And it'll also be interesting to see what impact the SEO lawsuit will have on Apple.
Mm-hmm. You know, how much of the BSD that they're using because of the, you know, Unix and Linux and all the other distributions that are similar.
Right.
You know, how similar is too similar?
Right, and Unix was in fact created with public funds at a public university. So we'll see. It's an interesting question. But Dave, that's not why you called.
No, my real question is that I'm looking at a project where I will be recording sound probably off of somebody's mixing board. I want to digitally record it, and later on it will be duplicated onto CDs.
Mm-hmm.
And I am probably going to put together a platform to do that, and I'm just curious whether or not the sound card, I mean, you can get a motherboard with a built-in sound card. Are there better sound cards that will make a significant difference in the quality of the recording later
yes.
on?
Yeah, definitely don't want the sound on the motherboard.
Yeah, it's like
entry level.
The home videos you're going to show your friends versus something you want to sell in a store.
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah, Turtle Beach was always the top in...
Well, and Mark of the Unicorn, we were talking about earlier. Mark of the Unicorn and DigiDesign are the two premier audio companies in the professional arena.
Okay.
Right. They're super big bucks, depending on what you want to do.
Expect commas in the prices.
Yeah, right, exactly. Exactly. But if you're looking for a regular sound card that does it, you want to get a very high-end card that does full duplex. And you should be okay. I mean, unless you're really looking for studio quality, in which case you are going to have a comma in that number.
Okay.
The high end things like Sound Blaster, the Turtle Beach board should do you fine.
Okay.
The important thing is get a fast machine.
Right.
And get a decent, decent sized hard drive and save the file big.
Right.
The other thing that you might want to check is, depending upon the software that you're going to be using, see what they recommend. Because quite often they'll have certain recommendations per their software.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to their websites and see which ones. Because when it comes down to support, you know, you go ahead and buy this one card, and you're having issues, say, with a particular software package, and they go, well, you know, we really don't have much experience with that or support. You know, if this is going to be really important to you, you want to kind of see what their recommendations are also.
And most of the professional audio equipment, audio hardware, comes with its own software, specifically written to take advantage of that hardware.
Right. Okay. All righty.
Okay.
I think that's a good clue. Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You very much.
Yep.
That's what we're here for, to give people clues. We are clueful.
We have none ourselves.
We're clueless.
Right. We are declued by the end of the show because we've given them all away. Our next caller, Phil from Buffalo, New York.
Hi, guys. I have a Mac question.
Well, thanks for calling.
I want to run...
Steve,
virtual...
wake up. It's a Mac question.
Yeah. I have a couple of flat panel iMacs, and I want to run virtual PC for Windows 98 for a scheduler program that I have. And then run the rest will be Mac applications and switch back and forth between them. And I've tried one copy of it. And it runs well on it. And I want a network. And I asked the technical support, and I asked them about virus problems and the PC side.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that I would be okay as long as I didn't use the PC, virtual PC for downloading off the internet or anything like that, if I just stuck to running my one program, is that the square with what you would think?
Mostly. You limit the risk by not allowing outside connections. But it is theoretically possible for a Windows virus to come through your Mac email and infiltrate itself if you happen to be running your Mac email program and a virtual PC program, that if an .exe file comes through email and what virtual PC does is run Windows programs, so that .exe file will launch a virtual PC and run the program. So it's possible, but probably not likely to get viruses if you're not connecting your internet. The other issue with Windows in general is that you will have an internet connection through whatever your internet connection is on the Mac. So the PC will see your Mac internet. So it's possible that if something does get in, it will be able to use that internet connection to do even more havoc. So it wouldn't be a bad idea to get an antivirus program for your Windows as well. There is a free one called AVG that's pretty good.
From gristsoft.com. It's listed on our website.
So if you're worried about the added cost of that software as well. The other question I might ask is, have you looked at the Mac scheduling programs and not even used the Windows version at all?
Well, I have. Besides the additional cost, it's just the learning curve for staff to learn that.
Well, have you looked at Apple's own iCal?
I need something. It's more like a medical scheduler. What I'm running right now is Goldmine, an old version of Goldmine for Windows, which has worked really well for many years. And I did find one through medical databases that would work, but I thought I could avoid all that if I could do the virtual PC.
Yeah, that would
then
work,
then I worried
too
about the viruses, you know, because I don't want to get into the PC viruses.
Right. Yeah, it wouldn't hurt to get a PC antivirus program as well.
And like we said, Grisoft's AVG is free.
And do you think the chances are kind of low?
No, the chances of getting an antivirus virus program in your email is the same whether you're running a Windows machine or a Mac.
But that it would infiltrate over to the PC side.
It's certainly a possibility. If you can run a free antivirus program, why risk it?
Yeah, because you probably intend to have this scheduling program running all the time anyway.
Right.
So it's
definitely one.
Yeah, the door is open, and you might as well put a block on it.
Because I also plan to network the Macs would be network and running Word and other programs network while the PCs are running.
All that much right. More reason too.
And then I had another question about on the program. It says that if you have it linked to a USB printer, the virtual PC, then other programs can't access that printer while virtual PC is running?
I haven't run into that. It usually prints to whatever printer your Mac is set to. So you can set up all your printers inside Windows and outside to the Mac and at least in my experience, they've all been able to work simultaneously. Well, I haven't actually tried to print from Word on the Mac and Word on the PC at exactly the same time. Everything gets queued up and they print each one prints in whatever their priority.
But if you're switching, like say you printed something off the schedule program and the PC side, and then you went over to the Mac and print something.
Yeah, it should just wait for the printer, and as soon as the printer's free, send it from the Mac queue.
And then undoable drives, is that something that you want to enable?
Which?
Undoable drives on virtual PC. I guess it sets it back. You have the ability to go back to original settings on the drive.
Yeah, it's kind of like the rollback features and system restores in ME and XP. It's not a bad thing. It will take up extra processing power and extra hard drive space. So you can try it, see if it slows it down too much.
Right. We're going to be back in just a couple. No, we're going to go to news. So it'll be a few minutes, and we'll be back with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and Nick Francesco on Sound Bites at 1180 WHAM.
Today is the final day of the Summer Drive event at Canandaigua Chrysler Dodge. You could win the Welcome to Summer Drive grand prize or any of hundreds of summer fun prizes. For 9 sizzling hours today, Canandaigua Chrysler Dodge has every vehicle priced to go, even the 2004 Chrysler Pacifica with $1,000 in lease loyalty cash. Rebates up to $4,500, rates from 0% for up to 60 months, and sizzling hot discounts direct from Canandaigua Chrysler Dodge. Get prizes like tickets to the clubhouse, Gander Mountain, CDs, Darien Lake, concerts, and more with a test drive. From 9 till 6 during Canandaigua Chrysler Dodge's Welcome to Summer Drive event, buy any Dodge or Chrysler car, truck, or minivan, and you'll get more savings in our giant cash box. Plus, get a great bonus summer prize pack. You could win a motorhome getaway from Gary Johnston's RV Center and an overnight at Bristol Harbor Resort with dinner and golf. The Welcome to Summer Drive event ends today at 6 o'clock across from the new tops on Route 332. Look for the dunk tank and giant slide at Canandaigua Chrysler Dodge, where you're a friend of the family.
At John Deere, we know what takes your breath away. No, it's not a two-hour tug-of-war with a tree stump. It's the umpteenth trip you and your wheelbarrow make to and from the mulch pile. Well, say sayonara to wasted weekends. Behold the John Deere Gator utility vehicle. With its heavy-duty cargo box made of 16-gauge steel, you can now load and haul more topsoil, more boulders, more paving bricks, even more pachysandras, all at an 18-mile-per-hour clip. Try that with Mr. Wheelbarrow. And for a limited time, you can get behind the wheel of a John Deere Gator and save up to $2,000. We'll even throw in special financing offers. Saving time, saving money, saving your hamstrings. There's nothing like it, and nothing runs like a deer. Call 1-888-MO-PROS to find your nearest dealer.
Offer ends July 7, 2003. Financing offers subject to qualified credit on a revolving plan. For personal use only, see dealer for details.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
The Rush Limbaugh Program.
The views expressed by the host on this program could cause you severe discomfort
unless
you have courage.
Courage to accept the truth.
Because that's what it's all about.
It is a daily pursuit of the truth, ladies and gentlemen.
And we find it.
Rush Limbaugh. Weekdays 2 till 5. On WHAM.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
I told my parents, like, just go to, like, bullying with them as, like, friends and stuff.
No, that's dating. Do you know your chances of getting date raped, pregnant, sexually transmitted disease, or a lot of painful bad memories are now zero because your parents have some backbone?
Dr. Laura, weekdays 9 to 11 on WHAM. Now, more than ever, you need the news leader. 50,000 watt 1180 WHAM Rochester, a clear channel radio station. Welcome back to America's longest running computer show, Sound Bites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back to Sound Bites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linson.
And we'll be taking your calls in just a short few moments. So if you're on the line, hang on. But first, we want to talk a little bit about Sound Bites itself. Every week, we have a poll. Last week's poll was, how many viruses do you see every month? We had 312 votes, making it number 22 on the all-time hit list. And the winner was 0 to 5 with 87% of the votes. I think there was a little bit of confusion. I didn't mean how many you get. I meant how many you see go by. How many does your antivirus program catch? I apparently didn't make that clear enough. I'd like to apologize to each and every one of you individually.
Well, we just do another poll.
Well, we are doing another poll. This week's poll talks about the Apple Music service growing at a million a month.
Week.
They get another million this week?
Well, actually, they 3.5 million in the first 4 weeks, and now they're slowing down to about 500,000 a week.
That's pretty darn good. The question is, have you bought any songs from Apple's music service? And the choices are yes, No. Plan to? Don't plan to. Pay for my music. What a quaint concept. And other, please leave a comment. So far, no is winning with 48% of the votes, followed by don't plan to with 25% of the votes. There's all the other millions of you who aren't downloading their music. Plan to is 7%. Pay for my music, what a quaint concept, another 7%. Yes, it's 6%. Others, please leave a comment at 6% also. Unfortunately, the comment thingy is not quite working right. I'm going to work on that when I get home. I didn't notice it until just now. That's at my website, asknick.com. That's asknick.com. And there's all kinds of stuff on there, including the opinion thing. But like I said, that's not working right now. Apparently, things aren't showing. I don't know if they're still there waiting or they're just not showing. But I'm hoping to get it all to work a little later. But that's what we do here at Soundbites. We have polls. We have all kinds of stuff. Dave has his weekly tips.
And I got those done before I took off.
Of course you did. Moody Blues is secretly recording our calls. There's a show cam.
They got to see the movie posters.
We've got movie posters.
This is just...
They're phenomenal, the movie posters. We've had a bunch of very, very, very clever and very artistically great people working on these posters and on changing logos for us. So check out our website at soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y, Francis would like me to remind you. And while you still can, buy some great stuff at the Soundbite store. They're upping the amount of money they want to charge us for keeping our merchandise online. So we may not do that for long. We'll find out. But we'll see what happens with that. But in the meantime, we're going to go back to the phones now. At all the standard numbers, 222-1180 if you're in the 585 area code, 1-800-295-1180 for the Choice One toll-free line. And if you are a Verizon Wireless customer, it's *1180. And our next caller is Bill from Greece. Welcome, Bill. What's your question?
Gentlemen.
Hi there.
I'm running Windows XP Home. I was searching in your forum for a way to back up and transfer email information from computer to computer. One of your people suggested SafeMail. So I downloaded a couple of things from SafeMail, something called SafeMail 1.02, and then there was a help file. And then I went, I put my downloads in C:\ download folder. Then I went to my download folder, which before this had probably at least a dozen different things in it. There's nothing there but DJ880, a folder. And it's got some disks in it and various other things, SIM sets. There's no sign of these downloads. So I went to search, and I said search for SafeMail, and it said it's in C:\ download. What I want to know is where the heck did all my downloads go? When I look in the Windows Explorer, there's nothing there but this DJ880.
That's weird.
Do you have an HP 880C DeskJet printer?
I have an HP 2210 printer. There's a lot of...
Usually HP's drivers aren't named like that.
Yeah, really.
These disks. But all my other downloads are gone. And why doesn't the one that search says it's in download, why doesn't it show up?
Do you have your view invisibles turned on, maybe?
My which...
If you go to the View menu and choose Folder Options,
okay,
and then in the View tab, there's an option to show hidden files.
View, and I'm in, where do I want to be, in Windows Explorer?
In a window.
Yeah, double-click on, for example, My Programs, and then double-click on the C drive.
On the Downloads folder.
And then double-click on that download.
Okay, so I need to be in Explorer in the first place, right?
No. Or you can do it just on the desktop.
Yeah.
On the desktop. Okay. Desktop. Where and how?
You open the folder you're trying to see and go to the View menu, and there should be a View Options command to let you show invisible files. And it's in this case, somehow these files were turned hidden. Although if they're hidden, the search won't find them either, will it?
Right.
They sure. weren't hidden before. Okay, I'm looking at all my start programs. Now, where do I want to be?
In the folder you're trying to view. Your downloads folder.
That doesn't show. Downloads doesn't show.
I'm sorry. Where do you keep your downloads?
In C colon.
Okay. In C colon / downloads, you created a folder for that?
No, I think there was one there already.
Okay.
Open that
folder.
All right.
On your desktop, you will see My Documents.
Okay.
Double-click that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
In there, you should see My Received Files or Downloads or something. What do you see in My Documents?
How do you...
Nothing about downloads.
How do you normally get to your downloads folder?
Oh, I go to Windows Explorer and I click on downloads.
So go into there.
Okay, that's what I was asking before.
Yeah.
But you don't need to use Windows Explorer. Just open the file on the desktop.
Yeah,
I go to the local disk and I go to downloads.
Okay. Now, if you go up to the toolbar up there and say it's folder... what is it? Folder
view,
options?
View options or folder options, something like that.
You, I got toolbars, okay. I got toolbars, standard buttons, address, links, Norton, customize.
And nobody's running XP here, so we can't lead you through it.
I am.
But it's in one of the menus is something like folder options or view options, and inside that command is a setting to show hidden files.
Okay. So far I'm not finding anything.
Hold on a minute. Nick's bringing it up. Now, if you go over to view...
Yep.
Wait a minute. Go over to tools. Folder. Yeah, if you go under tools, under folder options.
Oh, tools. Okay. Tools.
And then there's the view.
Mm-hmm.
View tab. Under
view
the
tab, view tab.
You can sit there and it says hidden folders or files or folders.
It do not show hidden files or folders. And that's the bullet that's clicked.
Yeah. Tell it to show the hidden files and folders and see if that brings your files back. That somehow they became hidden.
Okay.
Because this way, now if you do a search for that particular file, it'll tell you, if you go back down to the start button and click
on... Well, it tells him his files are there. I'm wondering, what antivirus program are you running?
Norton.
And you update it regularly?
Mm-hmm. And I even, I check to see if, I scan the download folder and My Documents folder, and it's
your DAT files, though, are up to date?
It says clean, yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not saying that it's clean. When you open up Norton, this is the one thing that we run into a lot. Folks say, yeah, it's running, and it scans all my folders, and then we get their PC in, and we start Norton up, and it tells you the date that the virus mm-hmm. definition is.
Mm-hmm.
And some folks sit there and say, well, it's doing it, and we see dates of... Oh, March of 2000, April of 2001.
I had a 1998 the other day.
Yeah, I mean, you got to make sure that file for the definitions file is no more than 7 days old. If it's over 7 days old, it's not updating.
Okay, it says 6/11/2003.
Okay, so you're up to date there.
As far as I know, yeah.
You might also want to try running ScanDisk. Maybe you've got directory problems and it lost access to the files.
Or the other thing is he could have some spyware on there.
Well, when you go to your search and you find the file you're looking for, what happens when you open it from the search window?
In what folder does it say it's in?
It says it's in C colon downloads.
And if you try to open it from the search window, does it open?
Don't do that now, please. We really kind of have to move on. Here are the things I need you to try.
Okay.
On your desktop, double-click My Computer, double-click your C drive, and double-click that Downloads folder.
Mm-hmm.
See if, in fact, it's there. If so, then the problem is in Explorer. If not, do what Steve said and try to actually get double click on it once you find it in Windows Explorer. If it's not there, my suggestion is you take it to a vendor and have them take a look at the machine, because we're not going to solve it asking questions. Somebody taking a look at it can solve it in 30 seconds. I'm sorry we can't do that one over the air. Got to take a break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enrich, Steve Ravel, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites 1180 WHAM.
You can count on us, Bob and Maskey Ford. Customer service and a deal you can't afford. We'll treat you right, and that's a fact. Our prices bring you in, our people bring you back.
The big news today is the opening of Bob Banowski Ford in Macedon. Banowski Ford, a truly friendly, comfortable place for you to buy a new Ford. And where to bring your Ford for service anytime. We're the home of the Mustang, F-150, Taurus, and Explorer. Purchase any new vehicle in stock this month and receive a 5-year, 100,000-mile service plan at no extra charge. And the people at Banowski Ford will be here for you every day.
Our prices bring you in. Our people bring you back. Bob Banowski Ford.
Bob Banowski Ford on Route 31. In Macedon.
Have you checked out the ticket deals on eBay yet? Find incredible concerts and great ticket offers. More bands, more tickets, more deals, no service charges, and standing in line. eBay, think outside the box office.
Your dad gave you the best piggyback rides. He knew the best jokes. He dispensed the best advice. So with Father's Day right around the corner, doesn't he deserve the best now? Doesn't he deserve the Delta Sonic Kissing Clean Car Wash experience? The cleanest car inside and out, the quickest oil change, the guaranteed lowest gas price, his favorite drinks and snacks. That's the experience Delta Sonic Car Wash has to offer. And right now, for Father's Day, Delta Sonic is offering the best deal ever. Just buy 4 touchless car washes and get 2 free. That's right, just in time for Father's Day. Buy 4 touchless car washes and get 2 absolutely free. It's the best deal ever for the best dad ever. Give him the best. Delta Sonic Car Wash, for dads who really love their car. Hurry in to experience Delta Sonic's Kissing Clean Car Wash. Sale ends Father's Day.
You want reliable wireless minutes, you need the most reliable national wireless network. That's the Verizon Wireless Network. Apparently, some people haven't heard the news. Check out Mr. Time is Money here. He's tried to make a call from every corner of this intersection, but he can't find a signal anywhere. Poor guy. Power suit, power tie, power everywhere but where he needs it. With the Verizon Wireless Network, he could have already made the call and closed the deal. Because Verizon Wireless has the best wireless network in America. So, compared to other national wireless carriers, your service is more likely to work where and when you need it. Hey, I've seen Verizon Wireless work in some surprising places, including street corners. Now's the time for reliable wireless.
Get on the best wireless network in America today. Stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Verizon Wireless, we never stop working for you. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies and network advantages. See VerizonWireless.com for details.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show. It's brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. These guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
This just in, hibernate, slippage, juxtapose, tactile, honeymooners. And don't forget our trivia question.
And we won't even touch that.
Juxtapose, tactile, honeymooners?
That's what it says right in front of me. Argyle. It came out of Argyle's fingertips. Don't blame me. The question, the trivia of the day, what is the unit of measure of the speed and directional movement of your computer mouse? Our next caller is the lovely and talented Bruce from Henrietta. Welcome, Bruce.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Peachy. How are you?
Hanging in there. I got an idea about the trivia question.
Go for it.
In physics, that would be called vector.
It would be called vector, but this is the computer world, and we don't do things that way.
I see. Okay. I'm happy to hear that Dave is back. Based on last week's information, I didn't expect to ever see him again.
Right. looking for the elusive working ME.
Right. And on the poll about the iTunes, is it only applicable to people who own Macs, or did they change something? Or did I misunderstood something?
Currently, you can only download it with iTunes 4 on OS X on a Mac. Apple has said a Windows version is coming. One of the early reports was this summer, and then another report I read said by the end of the year. So we'll see what happens when the Windows version is released.
Or perhaps not till second half 2004.
That's Microsoft.
Everyone spots out first.
Okay, well, I fixed my problem from last week, and now I have a new one for you guys.
Great!
On my CD-ROM drive at work, when I put in a CD-ROM that has an auto-run file, it doesn't. And I checked the registry, and the registry is set to allow or permit or enable auto-run on my CD drives. So I was wondering, is there an XP professional, something else, that I need to go see my admin people to turn off or turn on so that auto-run will automatically run?
Well, you should be able to right-click on the drive itself and then go in properties. There is an autoplay tab, and that tab lets you pick a particular action for autoplay. One is to play it using Windows Media Player, another is to open the folder view files, and the third one is take no action. So if it's set to take no action, it's working right. So I would suggest that you check that out and let us know. We seem to have actually lost the call itself.
But pretty bad reception.
Yeah, but yeah. Bruce will check that out and get back to us at some point and let us know. I'm shocked he wasn't the first caller this week. He waited till the whole second half of the show. Our next caller is Victor from Irondequoit, New York. Welcome, Victor. What's your question?
Is there any advantage to running a Norton Antivirus Plus at AVG Antivirus together?
No.
As a matter of fact, it'll confuse it.
Okay.
It's doing double duty, and they might have problems fighting with each other.
No, you really only ever need one antivirus
just
program.
Just like you only need one firewall. I mean, I've seen some folks put two and three firewalls, and then they can't get out. So, yes, it's just the one.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank
you. Did you want to take a shot at the trivia?
What is it?
No, I can tell you the answer.
Oh.
I
can tell you the question, though, yes.
Yeah.
What is the unit of measure of the speed and directional movement of your computer mouse?
I have no clue.
Okay.
Thanks anyway.
Thank you anyway. Our next caller, you know what? This is one of the ones that I put on a real low priority because I thought it would be real easy to find. And then every other one I went and looked up. You know, I put down all this trivia weeks ago, and this morning I went and looked some of them up, and they're all the very first thing that comes up on Google. For some of the other ones that I'm not using.
Oh, okay.
This one didn't come up with any reasonable, so you actually have to know it. I was very pleased to see that.
Well,
our next caller is Charles from Canandaigua. Welcome, Charles. What's your question?
Yeah, I was just wondering. I'm writing a program in ASP that does a lot of database access.
Yeah.
To be used not through the internet, just on the computer itself.
Yeah.
I was wondering which Windows operating system you felt was the best to handle that type of work.
I would suspect you're going to be best off in XP.
Yeah.
For you're not talking about serving it to anybody else, just for yourself?
It's actually for my parents' restaurant.
Right, but it's on a local machine. It's not
right.
It's not going out anywhere.
Right.
I put it on an XP machine, and I would make sure you had not only a fast hard drive, but lots of memory, because the more memory you have, the faster the access is going to be, because it's going to keep more of that database in memory.
Right. I was going to put a gig of RAM.
That should do it.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
Sure.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Actually, if I were doing it, I'd do it in PHP on a Linux box, but that's neither here nor there. I think
trying to help his parents
exactly
out.
Exactly right. I think ASP is a fine language, and I think he's going the right way with it. Our next caller is Bert from Palmyra. Welcome, Bert. What's your question?
Great show as always, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Running Windows 98, second edition, old machine, 466 megahertz, blah, 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 but it's fine, clean. Time I boot up, it dials up to my ISP.
There are several programs designed to automatically connect to the internet.
Yeah.
The Windows update feature, your antivirus update feature, the Office update feature. Notice how I'm saying feature.
Yeah.
And potentially
or some other F word.
any viruses or spyware that may be already installed.
No, okay. I've checked all the programs that you'd normally think of. I've got everything set to manual update. I've run my Norton 2003, no infections. I've run SpyBot, no problems there.
Did you run msconfig?
I've been through that.
And there's nothing in there in the startup group that is starting up?
Nope.
Because that's where it's got to come from.
So you've set all of your antivirus stuff to update manually, and everything else updates manually.
Yeah.
And how did you turn off the Windows update?
Yeah,
feature?
That might not be enough. You have to turn the update off so that it won't try to update itself.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't. And when I let it dial in on the boot up, it doesn't go anywhere online. It connects to the ISP, but that's it. It stops there, finishes loading with the desktop, and that's
something
it.
Is opening the connection, and
yeah.
You're not seeing the program run.
Right.
Is there a way to show hidden processes?
Not in 98, not one.
You said you already ran Adaware?
I don't have Adaware. I've got SpyBot.
No. Go get Adaware. SpyBot, matter of fact, last week for a client, they said, oh, well, I got SpyBot. So they did it, and Adaware found like an extra 97 pieces of spyware.
Huh. Yeah, the problem with SpyBot, well, SpyBot is very, very fast because it only checks a few parts of the registry and a few spots in the system, and almost always those are sufficient, but not always.
Right.
Okay.
So I would suggest you do that. I would also suggest you download Stinger.
Stinger.
From VIL. It's on our website.
On
Soundbites.
Yeah.
And if you download Stinger and run it, you may find that there are some viruses that have gone around your antivirus software.
Mm. Okay.
And if so, then you need to uninstall, reinstall, update, and run a thorough scan on your antivirus software.
Okay.
In fact, in Windows 98, you have to go to the Add Remove Control Panel and remove the critical update notification program mm-hmm. that you don't see running.
Yeah.
Right.
It might be the Windows update.
Yeah. That's the first thing you should try.
But that sounds like one of those other featured sites.
Exactly.
You spyware that you turn the machine on and it tries to dial to get you out to that site.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Give it a shot.
We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, Nina Francesco on the greatest and friendliest computer show in the known universe, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Right now at John Deere, we're offering zero money down, 0% interest, and zero payments until April 2004 when you buy almost any lawn or garden tractor. Until then, you can think of it as almost free, which means you're free. Free to ride around your yard in all your fully welded John Deere glory. Free to fight back the tears as you glance over your shoulder at the precise rows courtesy of the edge cutting system. Free to transform your yard into a retrospective in rock gardening or a simple salute to shrubbery. So buy your John Deere now with zero down, 0% interest, and zero payments, and bask in the glow of grass-covered freedom, knowing that nothing runs like a deer.
Subject to credit approval on a revolving plan at participating dealers. After promotional period, finance charge accrues at 12.9% APR with a 50 cent per month minimum. Offer ends July 7, 2003. Other restrictions apply. Excludes all 100 series tractors.
You're out there, and you know who you are. Oh, you think you can hide. But you can't hide forever. One of these days, you'll break down, and then you'll see. It's not so bad. Then, like the rest of us, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. If you don't own a home computer, I'm talking to you. And I'm talking to you about the fantastic home computer package from GreenShield Computers. For only $499, they'll build you the perfect starter system, fully loaded with all you need for email, web surfing, home finances, digital pictures, music, movies, and more. It's powered by an AMD Athlon processor and is easily upgradable. Plus, you get GreenShield's local service and support. With GreenShield, there's no excuse. Don't miss out on the fun, the convenience, the connections a home computer can provide. Give GreenShield a call and get started with your home computer. For you, for your kids, for your life. GreenShield Computers, since 1984. Call 544-9580.
Hey you, listening to the radio. How you feeling these days? Okay?
Not bad. Come on, is that where you want to be? When was the last time you did something you once looked forward to doing? You know, symptoms of depression could be holding you back. Perhaps you should ask your doctor about your treatment options. Like Effexor XR, Venlafaxine HCL. It works on both serotonin and norepinephrine, two chemicals in the brain linked to depression. Correcting the imbalance of these two chemicals may relieve symptoms of depression.
Effexor XR is not for everyone. People taking MAO inhibitors should not take Effexor XR. Side effects may include nausea, dizziness, sleepiness, nervousness, insomnia, anorexia, and constipation. Effexor XR may raise blood pressure, so it should be monitored. Talk to your doctor if you're pregnant or nursing and before discontinuing or reducing your dose. For more information, see our ad in Health, visit thechangeyoudeserve.com, or call 1-877-YOU-DESERVE. That's Y-O-U-DESERVE.
Effexor XR, the change you deserve. Ask your doctor if it's right for you.
Gold Formula Beautiful Hair Breck is back.
When I saw the Breck shampoo bottle on the shelf at the store, I was really surprised. It was just the way I remembered it, the classic bottle, the Gold Formula. Of course I bought a bottle and I couldn't wait to get home and try it. It was amazing, the incredible Breck lather that I always loved and the unforgettable fragrance. But most of all, Breck left my hair feeling clean, soft, and manageable, just like it used to. Beautiful Hair Breck is back.
Try Gold Formula Beautiful Hair Breck, and your hair can be beautiful too.
Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone and dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Hi, I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. And remember, we're still looking for somebody to take a shot at the trivia. Somebody else. Several people have taken a shot at the trivia. The trivia for the day is, what is the unit of measure of the speed and directional movement of your computer mouse? And you could win two fabulous tickets to any movie you want to see at a Regal Cinema Theater. Any movie. We're not limiting you to a movie. You pick the movie. We're all about choice here on Soundbites. And we've chosen to speak to Ron in Irondequoit. Welcome, Ron. What's your question?
Hi, guys.
I'm sorry. Did I wake you up?
No.
No, not you, Rob Linton. Rob was sitting there kind of wandering in space and suddenly thought, oh, he wants to talk to this guy. Lunch for the
I have morning. A... Hopefully not a hard drive problem, but I think it is. I have a compact Presario.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to turn it on, the power light will come on, and on my monitor it will go green, yellow, amber. It won't, and that's it. That's as far as I can get.
Do you hear the hard drive speed spinning up?
It sounds like it's doing something, but the light's not coming on the left-hand side. It
sounds like a motherboard.
How long have you waited?
I've let it run... couple, you know, an hour. I've done everything.
No, I think it's a motherboard.
Meaning shot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was simple, yeah. Wasn't it?
Well, I mean, what you can do to test some of the stuff out is start pulling some of the cards and only leave the video card in it.
Right.
And disconnect the hard drive, the CD drive, disconnect everything but the video
card. Yeah, I got it all apart right now. And
but you can hear the hard drive spinning up, though, right?
Yeah, it's making some noise.
Yeah. Sounds like you might have popped the motherboard.
Okay.
You try reseeding the RAM, things like that.
Yeah.
Okay. That'll give me a start anyways.
Yep. Give it a shot.
Good luck,
okay,
Ron.
Bye.
Thanks. Our next caller, Warren from Penfield. Welcome, Warren. Want to take a shot at the trivia?
No, I couldn't even venture a guess.
Okay.
Thanks anyway.
Sure.
I'm having trouble getting downloads off the Microsoft site. You know, they say I need 10... things downloaded, and so sometimes I try them, and it'll come up and say it'll download it and then start through the install process on the thing. This is XP. And it'll get so far, and it says has not passed the Windows logo testing and compatibility with, verify its compatibility and so on. So this download will not be installed.
You shouldn't get that if you're downloading from Microsoft.
Well, I do. And the other one I get sometimes is they give me one to download, and I got it downloaded, and this version of Windows you have installed does not match the update you are trying to install. Why would they give me this?
What version are you on? Are you on XP Home?
Yes.
Are you on dial-up?
Yes.
What it sounds like is the downloads are corrupted.
Yeah.
When they get to you.
Oh.
Some of the bigger updates could take hours to download on a modem.
Right. Well, it would take like an hour and a half or something for all of the 10 of them, you know, to get downloaded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
I've tried one at a time, and once in a while it works, and other times it doesn't.
Yeah, and that's your problem. It's a bad connection somewhere twixt you and Microsoft.
And it may just be for a second, and on that hour and a half, something hiccuped, and that blows
that
the whole download.
That packet doesn't get translated correctly.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm afraid this concept of updating over the Internet for any operating system is great if you're on broadband, but if you're on dial-up, it's painful at best.
That's going to be hard.
Yeah.
But, I'm sorry, I don't have a solution for you because...
Take your computer to a friend's house that has broadband.
Yeah. I got a 98, and I can download there on the same download.
Downloads are going to be a lot smaller on 98.
Yeah, because it's no longer really supported.
They stopped upgrading. It's security patches.
And all the upgrades all the major upgrades are done, so it's just a patch here, a patch there.
Right, yeah.
Whereas with XP, they're downloading whole new sets of things.
One thing you could try to do is when it gives you that list of 15 files to download,
right.
you can go through and remove some from the list.
That's what I've tried to do.
Done that one at a time,
and sometimes that works.
It doesn't always work, though.
Yeah,
well, something like the IE6 patch is 20 megabytes.
Right. Also, the time of day that you download could be a problem. The longer you wait in the day, the noisier your lines are going to be.
Mm-hmm. Is it better overnight or something? Or?
You're going to have to play around and see.
It depends.
Then you have to worry about time zones, too.
Right. It depends on... Well, mainly I'm thinking about people in his neighborhood talking and,
Yeah.
So after midnight might be better.
Okay.
Here, but then it's only 9 o'clock in California.
6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
That's okay. Sort of fair.
Got to play around with it and see what you can come up with.
Sorry.
Thanks very much.
Okay.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Thanks. The real problem is that file sizes have bypassed dial-up.
Back in the dial-up days, we'd download a 10-meg file. It would take an hour, and that was huge. Now we have broadband, but we're downloading 100 meg files.
Yeah,
it takes an hour.
Plus the number of folks now that are on dial-up. I mean, there's still quite a few, and the systems weren't built for that. Back in the days when
The new Windows assumes a broadband connection. It's that simple.
Yeah, but back when we were getting into it, there weren't as many folks online.
Right.
And spending the hours, I mean, literally hours, that folks do nowadays.
Right. The internet is full. Go away.
Let us back in play.
Let us back in.
Well, Nick's the only one because he's at a university. That's where the internet started.
That's right, and I'm on internet too, so I get giga speeds all over the country, and I download
and then
stuff
you go home
fast
and...
sucking sound. Right, and I'm on Roadrunner at home, which is phenomenal, just not as fast as work.
Yeah.
So you just have to figure out some way to get him to run that OC3 to your house.
I'm waiting for the day I can make that argument. Our next caller, Joe from Gates. Joe, you want to take a shot at the trivia?
No, I don't think I know it.
Okay. You're along with everybody else so far today. Not a problem. What's your question?
When I open up my computer on the Internet, and I go to... Well, let me give you an example. I go to bird cam. And on the bird cam, you get this picture of the nest. You click on that, and you're supposed to get a larger picture.
You're right.
What I get is an inch and three-quarter by inch and three-quarter square that I have to maximize. How do I get rid of that?
Don't maximize it. Use the stretch box in the bottom right corner to stretch it to the size you want.
And
then when you close the window, it should remember that stretch size. The maximize button doesn't store save any settings. It just maximizes.
Oh.
So make it the size you really want it to be without the maximize button.
Right. Somewhere in the past, a script opened the window at that small size, and now it's remembering, you must want all those windows at that size.
Yep.
So they will all open to that size?
Yeah. Until you
don't have to do that individually to each one of them.
You shouldn't, but the other thing you might want to do is clean out your cache.
Just delete everything in cache?
Well, you can do that right from... You're using Internet Explorer, right?
Yes.
Right. You can do that right from Internet Explorer itself.
Tools.
There are options to do that. If you go to the Tools, Internet Options...
First page tells you, lets you delete temporary internet files and empty the cache.
Right. You can delete cookies and you can delete files. If you delete files, then that's what you want, because there may be a JavaScript sitting in your cache that is dictating the size of open windows. So delete the cache first, then resize that then go to the site and resize that window.
Okay.
And then it should hold. Okey-doke.
I got another question.
Sure, go ahead.
I get a pop-up that says console Microsoft Internet Explorer comes up every time I open up my computer to go to the Internet.
It says what?
It's a pop-up
mm-hmm.
that says console Microsoft Internet Explorer.
And what's in it?
What's in it? Well, I never opened it up. I just... get to that, and I just delete it.
Could that be the Java log file coming up?
Could be.
Hello, I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we're just trying to figure something out here.
There's a setting inside Internet Explorer to display error messages in the Java and JavaScript, and that could open up a console window, which is where your error messages usually get displayed. If you go through your Internet options... and see if there's a setting for show error messages or show or log output, sometimes it says. You can uncheck that option because you don't really need to see what your Java output log
What's
is anyway. Show output or log output, something like that. It's usually under the Java tabs.
Okay.
Because you don't need to know what the Java messages are unless you're writing a Java program.
Boy, those birds are getting big, though.
That's in, what'd you say that was in?
Internet Options in the Tools menu.
Internet Options.
Right. If you go into Internet Options and then click Advanced tab, about halfway down there's something called the Microsoft VM for Virtual Machine. And there's a choice for Java Console Enabled and Java Logging Enabled. You don't need either one of those.
I'll disable them.
Yep. You'll need to restart your machine because Microsoft can't do anything without restarting your machine. But that should do it for you.
Okay.
Okie doke.
What he was talking about, though, folks should realize, you know, if they have Internet access, they should go check out the Kodak website and see those five Peregrine Falcons.
They're so cool.
Yeah. Matter of fact, my wife is going to be on Fledgling Watch.
Fledgling Watch. Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. We'll be back with a show that isn't a fledgling at all since we've been on the air almost 14 years with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, the new guy in the block, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
In a perfect world, your kids would drive you everywhere. Jeans would be considered formal wear, and the floor would be a perfectly acceptable laundry basket. But the world isn't perfect, and that's why there's Walgreens, with everything mom and the kids need to make Father's Day perfect, like Hallmark cards, cologne, cameras, and electronic gadgets. That's life. This is Walgreens.
Through Saturday, selected men's designer fragrances are sale priced at $19.99.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
When Brian and Amy decided to sell their home, someone was there to make sure that things went smoothly. Someone was there to help them see it through a buyer's eyes. Someone was there to help price it, show it, close it. And when Brian and Amy found the house they wanted to buy, someone else helped them get through that process just as smoothly.
Congratulations, we did it.
If you're thinking about selling your home, work with someone who works with you. We're realtors. Real estate is our life. Only realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Together.
It's about that time of year when certain things jump to the top of the to-do list. Suddenly, last winter's jeans need surgery to become this year's cutoffs. Paperback mysteries demand close attention. And a stop at the store for some country time lemonade seems like a real good idea. Because now that lounging around, whistling a happy tune is job one. Well, you want to be sure that whistle is sufficiently wet.
This portion of Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
Today is the final day of the Summer Drive event at Canandaigua Chrysler Dodge. You could win the Welcome to Summer Drive grand prize or any of hundreds of summer fun prizes. For 9 sizzling hours today, Canandaigua Chrysler Dodge has every vehicle priced to go, even the 2004 Chrysler Pacifica with $1,000 in lease loyalty cash. Rebates up to $4,500, rates from 0% for up to 60 months, and sizzling hot discounts direct from Canandaigua Chrysler Dodge. Get prizes like tickets to the clubhouse, Gander Mountain, CDs, Darien Lake, concerts, and more with a test drive. From 9 till 6 during Canandaigua Chrysler Dodge's Welcome to Summer Drive event, buy any Dodge or Chrysler car, truck, or minivan, and you'll get more savings in our giant cash box. Plus, get a great bonus summer prize pack. You could win a motorhome getaway from Gary Johnston's RV Center and an overnight at Bristol Harbor Resort with dinner and golf. The Welcome to Summer Drive event ends today at 6 o'clock across from the new tops on Route 332. Look for the dunk tank and giant slide at Canandaigua Chrysler Dodge, where you're a friend of the family.
Computer talk you can understand. It's Soundbites, America's longest-running computer show on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Once again, here's Nick Francesco.
I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Welcome Dave Benray.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton, being more educated by the second.
Exactly.
Yeah, Soundbites.
Like I said before, it's too bad you don't know what we talk about. Maybe it's good.
Yeah,
definitely. They don't know what we talk about during the breaks.
But well,
you know, some weeks we live for the show, some weeks we live for the breaks.
They could see, and you better watch your computer screen there for a second just to make sure.
Yes, I know. Yeah. I know. They can see us because we have the
oh, that's right.
Cam yeah. up. We have the show cam. Da, 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 da. Well, don't forget, we're still waiting for someone to answer the trivia question. What is the unit of measure of the speed and directional movement of your computer mouse? Our next caller is Greg from Cohocton, New York. Welcome, Greg. What's your question?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. Except I have a bad hardware problem.
Oh, no.
I've got a summer 2001 iMac. With a slot-loading CDRW, and it has a bad power analog video board.
Ew.
And where can I get one?
You can't.
You can't? Don't tell me that.
Well, you any Apple Service Center will be more than happy to install one for you.
Yeah, but I can't afford to, can't afford to upgrade for $400 after 2 years, you know? It's like...
Well, that's one reason we like to... sell the extended warranties, because it extends your warranty to 3 years. But Apple doesn't sell service parts to non-service authorized people. They don't want you mucking about inside the machine, breaking it worse, and then blaming them. You may be able to go...
And as with any computer, there's a lot of voltage.
Especially in the iMac, which is a CRT-built machine. There's
right.
20,000 volts in there that could easily kill you. And then Apple really doesn't want you to sue them.
your estate would sue them.
Yeah. You might be able to find something on eBay. There are people that tear apart machines and sell pieces piecemeal, but you don't have much of an idea how well they work. There are a couple of companies around the internet that do sell used machines. If you can find a machine that's broken in a different way, and then take the part out you need and hope it works. You can dig around the internet for used computers or Mac parts. One of the biggest ones, Shreve Systems in Shreveport, went out of business recently, I think.
Oh.
But pre-owned electronics in Boston is
okay.
Big.
I've heard of that one.
Sun Remarketing in Utah is big.
Is there another term that they use to call that thing? The PAV.
The PAV is the shortcut acronym, the Power Analog Video Board.
Right, but they don't call it any other thing but that. Because I've done a couple of searches on, like, Mac Rescue and a couple other places.
Yeah, they're another one.
Come up with nothing.
Sometimes, well, if a company could index it under PAV or they could index it under Power Analog Video, Power Space Analog Space Video, Power Slash Analog Slash Video.
But nothing, like, a completely different word for it.
No.
No, okay.
Power Board, Analog Board, you know, that's the rough part about searching eBay is you have to guess what they... decided to call it at the other end.
Right.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, Greg.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks anyway. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, it's not just about owning a Mac. It's knowing what season of the year it was made in.
Well, because the parts are different. for every model.
Yep.
It's one thing that we've been annoyed at Apple for years is they keep introducing new products with the same name.
Right.
So we have to differentiate them somehow, so because the parts are different between them.
And God bless him, he knew to call it the Summer 2001 iMac. Absolutely. That's a good thing. Our next, don't forget,
well,
we're looking for somebody to answer the trivia.
Also, parenthetically, Summer of the Northern Hemisphere. Because that matters, too.
Summer of the Northern Hemisphere. I think I saw that a little last week.
Machines in the Southern Hemisphere, the magnetic field goes the other way.
No, it does not. Stop that. Oh, my goodness.
I told you, he's got too much free time.
He's not only got too much free time, he's using it badly.
They said they sell three. There's three different models. Northern, Equatorial, and Southern.
Okay, our next caller is Cal.
Moving right along.
Can you turn his mic up? Our next caller is Cal from East Rochester. Welcome, Cal. Please, please have a question for us.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Windows 98 SE had it's a AMD K6200. The serial mouse died recently, so I installed a USB card. Works fine.
Mm-hmm.
However, every time I reboot, I got to unplug and replug in the mouse to get it to work.
The other thing, you said you're running Windows 98 SE?
Yes.
Did you also go up to the Microsoft website and download the updated driver for USB?
Yes, I did.
Because there, you know, even though it had USB support, they had to fix the support.
Yes, I did.
That's not the answer I wanted to hear. Did you also get the updated drivers for that particular card that you installed?
I downloaded them off the internet as opposed to using the one that came with it.
Good. That's good.
Yeah,
now,
that's better.
Did you update the SE after or before you installed the USB drivers for that card?
Before.
No. Now you're going to have to install it again.
Okay.
In a lot of cases, they hook into the old version of the software. It's a little complex. They want to hook into the old version of the software, and if the files aren't there, they put them back.
Okay.
But if you put the new ones in, the new ones will say, oh, I need to hook to that thing, and you're fine.
Very cool.
So
do the 98 SE upgrade again.
Again, see what happens.
Okay.
All right.
And Nick,
that's where I would start. Yeah.
Nick, Amy Hollenbeck, do you know her at RIT?
I know of Amy Hollenbeck, yes.
If you see her, tell her I said hello.
I will indeed.
I used to work with her, so.
Okay, it's a deal.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Have
Thanks.
Fun.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We've got a few minutes left. We're still waiting for somebody to answer the trivia question of the day. I didn't think this one would be at all as hard as last week's. I knew last week's would be hard.
Cool. We'll keep it for
a couple weeks ago, whichever one, the name of the Microsoft Terminal Emulator program from 1987 ended up being Microsoft Access. I knew that one would be hard, but I didn't think this one would be hard. Our next caller is Dave from Brighton. Welcome, Dave. What's your question?
Hi, I don't have a question. I'd just like to do the trivia today.
Excellent.
I believe the word you're looking for is a quite common one that everybody has said when they say mouse, and that would be Mickey.
Mickey, you win!
Yay!
You absolutely win. Stay on the line, Dave, and ding, we win.
How many Mickeys does your mouse move?
The unit of measure for the speed and directional movement of a computer mouse is officially the Mickey, lowercase m, of course. It corresponds to approximately 1/200th of an inch. Thank you so much. I love to see that.
200 Mickeys per inch. Cool.
Well, basically, it's actually it's a ratio of the number of Mickeys to screen pixels. That determines how far you move across the desktop before the mouse cursor itself moves. There are two Mickey settings. There are horizontal Mickeys and the vertical Mickey count. There's a horizontal Mickey count and a vertical Mickey count.
What happens when Mickey runs into Mickey?
You get Mickey soup.
Mickey squared.
Mickey squared. Our next caller is Dave from Brighton.
No,
that was Dave from Brighton. I'm so confused. I get so confused. I love doing this show, but there are times when I just simply don't know what's going on. Rob, help me. Rob, thank God, is in charge. Rob is in control, and Rob's going to tell me what I'm supposed to do next. He's telling me I have to speak to Inda. Oh,
Linda
from Rochester. Welcome,
Linda. And put your finger
your
back
question?
Down.
Well, Nick, I went and booted up my Dell this morning, and it found two viruses. So we did the anti-Norton virus, and it put it in quarantine. What does that mean?
Well, once it's in quarantine from there, then you can go ahead and delete it.
top of the file?
Yes, delete it.
The theory is that it can quarantine a file so that at some later point, a new update to Norton can fix the file.
Okay.
Because sometimes the virus attaches itself to a real document, and then it can be repaired, and you get your document back. But in most other cases, the file is only a virus, and you can just delete it.
Okay, because I found it in Windows System 32.
Right.
And that's where a lot of viruses attack, because it's a core system file.
That's where you'll find a lot of them.
And it can get everywhere.
Okay, so I just have to go under Windows and find System 32 and find the virus and just...
No. In Norton, you can open that up, and under Reports...
Okay.
In Reports, there's a tab there for quarantine. You click on the quarantine, you'll see it listed there. From there is where you select it and tell it to delete it.
But
I
would suggest you wait a while before you do that, however.
Okay.
Wait a little while to see if it indeed a new virus definition file comes down that cleans it for you.
Because if it is a Windows file, then being in quarantine will prevent it from being seen. And if Windows keeps working, that means it's just a virus, not a real Windows file.
Okay, right. So if I boot, now that it's in quarantine, can't find it any longer?
Right. Well, no. If it's in quarantine, it's essentially invisible to the rest of the computer. So if you let the machine run for a couple of days and it runs fine, you know, turn it on, turn it off, use it in a normal way. If everything runs fine, then you can kill that virus. Otherwise, wait for another update, which will then fix it. We're done for another week. I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton for their able and phenomenal assistance in getting us together and keeping us together for a week. Please join us on our website at soundbites.org. That's Bites with a Y for all the fun we have there.
And this Thursday, we're going to be filling in for Mr. Lonsbury.
We'll be filling in for Mr. Lonsbury.
But no computer questions.
No computer questions. If you want
computer
to hear us talk
issues.
Not about computer questions or issues, we'll be there, and we're done for the week. I want to thank... I'm Nick Francesco. I already did that, I think. I don't have any idea, but it never hurts to say it. We're Soundbites on 1180 WHAM. See you next week.
At John Deere, we know what takes your breath away. No, it's not a two-hour tug-of-war with a tree stump. It's the umpteenth trip you and your wheelbarrow make to and from the mulch pile. Well, say sayonara to wasted weekends. Behold the John Deere Gator utility vehicle. With its heavy-duty cargo box made of 16-gauge steel, you can now load and haul more topsoil, more boulders, more paving bricks, even more pachysandras, all at an 18-mile-per-hour clip. Try that with Mr. Wheelbarrow. And for a limited time, you can get behind the wheel of a John Deere Gator and save up to $2,000. We'll even throw in special financing offers. Saving time, saving money, saving your hamstrings. There's nothing like it, and nothing runs like a Deere. Call 1-888-MO-PROS to find your nearest dealer.
Offer ends July 7, 2003. Financing offers subject to qualified credit on a revolving plan. For personal use only, see dealer for details.
More than ever, you need the news leader. 50,000 watt 1180 WHAM Rochester. A clear news station.
CBS News, I'm Steve Knight. The death toll rises on the Oregon coast. The surf was breaking 15 feet high when a fishing boat with 19 people aboard tried.